They're good. Wife's good. Baby's good. They're out here support, so it's nice to have them here.
Yeah, I would imagine you never want to get injured, but to have those couple days at home with the, with your wife and your kids, that had to be pretty special. But then how did you kind of switch your focus back into baseball mode once you got past dad and husband mode?
Yeah, it was nice being home. I know if I was healthy and she had the baby, I'd had to leave, like, you know, pretty quickly. It would have been, you know, very rushed and you know, pretty stressful. So, you know, being hurt, you know, allowed me to be home and kind of a little bit less pressure, less stress, which was nice. But at the same time, I didn't know if we were going to, you know, if I was going to play baseball again this year. And, you know, luckily the, you know, team played well and, you know, got to this point and, you know, it was time to get back in baseball shape.
You and Carlos had both said that when the injury happened, if the conversations about you coming back were happening, it was because this team had made a deep run. Was there a part of you that always knew this was a possibility, or was there a little part of you that thought, okay, my season's probably over, I have to focus on the offseason now?
I mean, I always thought this was a possibility. This team was playing good baseball. You know, the time I got hurt, we were playing good baseball, and then they continued. So it's always a possibility of this happening. You know, you're always wishful. This is what you dream about. You want to play in big series like this. You want to play in a World Series. So, you know, I'm glad, just glad to be here right now and, you know, trying to do what I can to help the team.
This team has been punched in the mouth a number of times all season long, and every single time seems to punch right back and punch back even stronger. What is it about this team that you just have figured out a way to counterpunch every single time, and I just have such a short-term memory?
Seems like, you know, we're never out of baseball games. This team fights, you know, never takes a pitch off, and you know, I feel like, you know, every big game we've been in, you know, we've come through. So, you know, every game is a big one right now. I think it's huge that we, you know, head back to New York, you know, tied. So, you know, take care of business today, and we'll see where we're at when we head back to New York.
It's hard to say that in a 7-game series, game 2 is a must win, but do you guys approach every playoff game as that way, with that extra level of intensity that no matter what, we have to come away with a W?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just playoff baseball. You're trying to win every single game. It's baseball in general. You're trying to win every single game. But, you know, playoffs, you know, there's a sense of urgency. There's, you know, a little bit of added pressure. But, you know, you can't let that get to you. Yes, you know, these 7-game series are nice. I think it's the first one we've had. You know, it's not a 3-game series. It's not a 5-game series. You have 7 games. You got to win 4. So it doesn't matter when those 4 come. Just got to win 4 for the other team. So, you know, we're down one right now, but, you know, big game today, try to even series.
Bullpen game for the Dodgers. How do you, coming off the bench, approach a bullpen game knowing that there's no blueprint to who you're going to face?
Just stay ready. You know, pretty familiar with most of your pitchers, watch the video. But, you know, just stay engaged in the game. I kind of know when, you know, my time's going to be called. You know, just got to be ready and, yeah, just do anything you can to stay prepared.
Jeff, good luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.